Gray-haired man in a tie-dyed shirt. Lady Luck tattoo, a pierced ear, white ponytail. He limps when he walks, but he doesn't realize. Wizened from death brushes and having not said no enough. His hands tell of turning wood, shovels and mattocks, composted earth, stone and cement, back to the land and back to basics. He kept chickens and bees. He remembers the laughing lady and going down the enormous hardwood slide on sacks of burlap at Playland. War protests and civil rights rallies in the park. The Black Panthers feeding hot oatmeal to sleepy kids on their way to Oakland schools. He might remember the Avalon Ballroom, the family dog, when the Carousel Ballroom became Fillmore West, and when the Three Kings came there for Christmas. Freddie, Albert, and Bebe. When a little-known band, Santana, opened for Quicksilver and the Doors. He might have seen Hendrix and Joplin before they died. He probably remembers the Height Report, the Joy of Sex, the Pill, and a few abortions. When it was cool to open doors, and when it wasn't. When women cooked, and sometimes would invite you for lunch or dinner. He might recollect when pollution reform started, the coming of clean water and air legislation, the advent of food co-ops, and when recycling was collecting glass, newspaper, tin cans, and aluminum in separate garbage cans in the basement. And you drop it off at a big truck parked in front of a high school on Sundays. Gray-haired man in a tie-dyed shirt will give you a nod as you pass, estranged by people listening to their iPods and texting their texts, still enjoying changing patterns of clouds in the sky. He might think, but not say, "Have a nice day."